What the now-closed Mount Ida College owes the students suddenly displaced from its Newton campus is a question making its way through federal court. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on a lawsuit designed to win compensation for the displaced Mount Ida students.
Gabby Erickson Winters was one of those students. She's standing, sleeveless, apparently oblivious to the cold, outside the federal courthouse in Boston.
Honestly, I would like to see where things went wrong. If they get away with it, what does that mean for other colleges?
Erickson Winters was a sophomore at Mount Ida when the college announced it was closing the next month. Not enough notice, she says.
I mean, the day that they gave us notice, schools had already closed up the doors for any form of admissions.
She's a junior at UMass Dartmouth now, but Erickson Winters says her education is not quite the same. UMass Dartmouth took over the game development program she was in at Mount Ida, but UMass Dartmouth is still developing its program, she says, and by the time she graduates, she won't have the skills she needs, and she'll have to get a graduate degree.
The fundamental question in this case has to do with what is the obligation of an institution for higher learning to its students?
Michael Tower is an attorney for students suing Mount Ida.
There could be a duty that arises out of contract. It's our position that the students paid tuition. That was not a donation to Mount Ida. They were expecting something in return, and it's our position they didn't get it. There could be a fiduciary duty, which is a legal duty where someone is obligated to look out for somebody else the way an attorney might look out for a client, a doctor might look out for a patient, a trustee might look out for a beneficiary. It's our position that a school is not just a business making widgets.
The lawsuit is funded by Bob Hildreth. He's the principal funder of WBUR's Edify. The students seek $40 million to offset the time and opportunities they lost and the loans some have had to take out to go to other colleges. Courtroom 21 was packed with former students and their parents. One of the attorneys for the students, Andra Hutchins, faced a lot of questions from Judge Richard Stearns, including about what a school must do if it's closing. Where in the law does it say that a school is required to give notice? He asked Hutchins. She pointed to the Massachusetts Department of Higher Education regulations, which require schools to come up with a closure plan. Do the regulations allow legal action? Stearns asked. Where is the private cause of action? There were no statements that the college was closing, Hutchins replied. As recently as the previous fall, she pointed out, the college was advertising its generous financial aid. It's the omissions that are the issue, Hutchins said. An omission is still false information.
Former President Brown, Mount Ida, its trustees, for now almost a year have been getting bashed unfairly in the court of public opinion.
Howard Cooper, who represents former Mount Ida President Barry Brown, points out that his client is now in the court of law.
And our argument very clearly is that sometimes there are unfortunate results despite everybody's best actions, and it doesn't mean that someone did anything wrong. And the reality of it here is none of the folks at Mount Ida did anything wrong, and to the contrary, worked themselves 24/7 to try to save a school that they loved, and they were just unsuccessful.
Cooper says Brown certainly would like to have succeeded.
So when the college failed, he was devastated. So what would he do different? Anything that could have saved the college. But in terms of putting the students' interests first, in terms of trying to make the college work, I don't think that there's anything that he could have done different or that they didn't at least think about trying.
Mount Ida's attorneys argue a college has no fiduciary duty to its students except to provide physical security and no contractual obligation beyond teaching the courses students have already paid for. Those are two of the issues Judge Stearns must consider as he decides whether the students have a case. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.